Deschutes County Commissioner Tammy Bainey reports from Washington, D.C. that the meeting with the Federal Emergency Management Agency was very successful. The meeting included Forester Joe Stutler and Oregon Senator Ron Wyden as well. Now, Bainey says they have a framework to work with that will help them justify the federal grant money used for fire suppression in Deschutes County.
And we will be discussing what environmental studies cover what lands. We will be talking about where we were working outside the scope and be able to file for that scope of work adjustment and be able to hopefully move forward.
Bainey says FEMA officials were thrilled to see how the county was able to do more with less with their approach, but because it did stray outside the boundaries of the project, they need to file an amendment. Bainey adds that it is a unique situation and FEMA just wants to be sure they meet the letter of the law. Today in Deschutes County Circuit Court, a Lapine man whose truck hit and killed a Benteen last July was sentenced to 28 months in prison. In addition, his driver's license was revoked for life. According to our news partner, News Channel 21, Deschutes County Circuit Judge Alta Brady also ordered 29-year-old Eric McKenzie Kahn to pay about $4,700 in restitution to the family of Forrest Cepeda. The 16-year-old Cepeda was a victim in last July's crash on Southeast Reed Market Road. And state lawmakers get to introduce two bills each session when the legislature reconvenes in February. And Senator Chris Telfer is optimistic about the bill she'll be introducing. One will allow bond revenue to be used for research and development. If approved, it would help lure a company to Redmond, and that could bring hundreds of jobs.
The expansion of the industrial revenue bonds, not only do I have legislators' support, I've got the governor's support, I've got our bond council, I've got the treasurer's support, Business Oregon, and Department of Justice. So I think that's a real positive sign right there. Mm-hmm. And I've got meetings with the two chairs of the two committees that will hear two of my bills next week.
State Senator Chris Telfer held several public meetings for constituents today. She spoke to the Redmond Kiwanis at noon. And right now at the Ben Parks and Rec, she is speaking to the public as well from 5 to 7 tonight. The latest snowpack and streamflow numbers are out, and they are well below average. The Deschutes Basin snowpack is around 36%, and the streamflow is running at 50 to 90%. Hydrologist Melissa Webb says this year is dramatically different than last year.
The one saving grace right now is that the reservoirs in the Deschutes Basin are actually above average for this time of year because we had healthy snowpacks last summer. We had above average precipitation last year. So we came into this winter season above average as far as water stored in those reservoirs. So that's a bit of a buffer.
Webb also says they often get a lot of snow in February, March, and April, so it is possible we can still catch up and get closer to normal snowpack this season. A prestigious honor for an Oregon U.S. Marshal, 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley presents U.S. Deputy Marshal Vince Byford with the Congressional Badge of Bravery for his actions during a 2010 standoff in the Warm Springs Indian Reservation.
It wasn't me that brought it to an end. It was our team that brought it to an end.
Byford downplays his actions, but Oregon's head U.S. Marshal says Byford shot a suspect who earlier attempted to kill nine officers and had nearly killed Byford.
He explained how the round went so close to his head he could feel the wind move on his face. It was that close, but he didn't flinch. He maintained his position, made sure his team members were saved.
He's the first Oregon U.S. Marshal to be awarded the badge.
In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And soon, Central Oregon will join the Willamette Valley to be recognized for producing Pinot Noir wine. Merigas winery owner Doug Merigas says they have crushed their first Pinot grapes and feel that they will produce an exciting new wine soon. He says the winery established in 1999 is now hitting its stride.
And we're getting into our groove, I think, in that regard. It's been a decade for us making wine, so I think it's probably about time. We're excited. You know, I mean, last year we did very well in San Francisco, and it's the hub for competition and for wines in the United States. So we'll keep doing that, and as long as we keep getting medals there, we know that we're doing things in the right manner.
Merigas says they have planted 18 acres of new vines and are developing a sparkling wine for the fall harvest. He adds that also having Central Oregon being declared an official wine region in Oregon brings a much greater status to all three Central Oregon wineries. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.